President Obama's administration has laid out guidelines today for conducting controversial medical research. The federal government is considering testing the anthrax vaccine in children to try to prepare for a bioterrorist attack. As NPR's Rob Stein reports, a presidential commission says several steps would have to be taken before any testing, and the report raises questions about whether such tests are ethical.
In the world of bioterrorism, anthrax is one of the scariest threats. It's relatively easy to make and spread over a large area. And Daniel Fabui says anthrax can hide for long periods in dormant spores that release potent toxins.
At some point, it hatches. When it does hatch, it can cause invasive disease, meaning like pneumonias and bacterial infection in the body that can lead to death. And that's why anthrax is very deadly and something of great concern to us.
Fabui is a pediatrician. He chaired a federal panel that started the push to study the anthrax vaccine in kids. More than a million adults in the military have gotten the shots, but Fabui says no one knows how well it works in children.
The main priority is protecting children. I mean, we're strong advocates for our kids, our precious gems, and we want to know what we're doing to them. Does this really work, and how does it work? What's the body's immune response to it? Those are the type of things that we need to glean from those studies.
But other experts are skeptical. They question exposing kids to the vaccine for something that may or may not actually ever happen. So federal officials asked for advice.
This assignment was one of the most difficult that any bioethics commission has been given.
Amy Gutman chairs the Presidential Commission for the Study of Bioethical Issues.
There is something to be gained by going ahead with research on children. There is a common good to be gained in being prepared.
But Gutman says that has to be weighed against another important principle.
We have a long-standing ethical requirement in this country that children not be used merely as means for the public good.
Especially when they won't directly benefit themselves. So after holding four public meetings and picking apart the ethical nuances, the commission is releasing its conclusions.
We concluded that the federal government would have to take multiple steps before anthrax vaccine trials with children could be ethically considered. It would not be ethical to do it today.
The first thing that would have to be done would be a lot more research. Research that convincingly shows kids would face no more than what's called minimal risk.
Minimal risk being a level that a child routinely encounters in daily life or a medical checkup that poses absolutely no substantial risk or threat to the child.
So researchers should first try testing the vaccine in younger adults. If that goes okay, they might try it on the oldest kids and then work their way down very slowly to the youngest. Other experts praise the commission's conclusions, like Lawrence Gostin of Georgetown University.
We can overreact to the threat of bioterrorism and other kinds of terrorist attacks when we really don't know whether, when, or if we will get any kind of an attack. It seems to me that we really do need to have very rigorous ethical safeguards.
But those pushing for the testing like Fabui worry what might happen if there's an attack in the meantime.
During a time of an emergency, when there's enough chaos going on and discord, is that the time we really want to be explaining that, well, we don't have all the evidence at this time, and we could have done this earlier, and we did not?
Officials at the Department of Health and Human Services say they will review the commission's report before making a decision about whether or how to proceed with testing the anthrax vaccine in children. Rob Stein, NPR News, Washington.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.